Hello? 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 Hello?
Chapman, sir.
Sir, could you connect me to DPS, please? I am Purushottam Reddy from Anantapur.
Purushottam Reddy, departmental or outside?
Department matter only.
Pardon, I reckon Purushottam Reddy ID and A.
నేను పోస్టల్ ఎంప్లాయీ పోస్టల్ అసిస్టెంట్ సస్పెండెడ్
నాకు తెలియాలి కదా
మీకు తెలియాలి అదే పోస్టల్ అసిస్టెంట్
సార్ ఏముంటాడు ఉన్నాను లైన్ ఉన్నాడు సార్ మీటింగ్ కండక్ట్ చేస్తున్నాడు ఒక నిమిషం
మీటింగా
ఉన్నాను ఉన్నాను
సార్ గుడ్ మార్నింగ్ సార్ దిస్ ఈస్ పురుషోత్తమ్ రెడ్డి కాలింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ అనంతపూర్ సార్ ఐ ఆమ్ సస్పెండెడ్ పోస్టల్ అసిస్టెంట్ సాయి సార్ ఐ వుడ్ లైక్ టు టేక్ యువర్ వాల్యుబుల్ టైమ్ ఫర్ 5 minutes ప్లీజ్ సార్ డూ యూ ఫాలో ద రీజనల్ లాంగ్వేజ్ తెలుగు ఆర్ కెన్ యూ ఫాలో విచ్ లాంగ్వేజ్ ఐ కెన్
cannot follow Telugu.
Telugu also you can understand, huh?
No.
No, you can't. Okay, I will explain you in English only, please. Kindly listen to me.
Yes.
For 2 minutes. I am a re-employed ex-air warrior, please.
Huh?
I am re-employed, means ex-serviceman, ex-Indian Air Force and recruited as a postal assistant in your estimate department. Okay, sir. 2010 recruited. I was working in Anantapur division and they have fabricated and they have made a falsified charge sheet against me with the patronage of ASP and that the superintendent please Anantapur and I have given my enough replies to them and by just because of this bloody correspondence I have just given my consent I am going to resign from my post and I don't want to continue under the supervision of corrupt officials. I have clearly given through proper channel and I submitted my paper through enquiry officer and I submitted my paper through email through mail to superintendent and your office DPS and postmaster general also. Before that I made a complaint to postmaster general that time she was G10 postmaster general. Madam, and they have not taken any care. Under you, there must be one AD, who is that? He is also root cause for my charge sheet, Mr. Ismail. Okay. And I have given enough replies to them, and they have not taken any action. Now, all of a sudden, they have transferred me to Rayadurga, which is 95 kilometers away, without concluding the bloody charge sheet. Understand? Without completion of charge sheet, they have given punishment to Raidur. They have made a transfer and they have mentioned that is a TPC decision, Transfer Promotion Committee, where yourself may be a member, whether you are aware or not, I do not know. But whatever condition it may be, due to my health condition, I can also appeal to you for a request transfer, but still I don't want to continue in your department. I have become recently ill and admitted in Fortis Hospital, Bangalore. I got been treated cardiology, cardiac arrest and one stent has been implanted. In this situation and they have continued my subsistence allowance till last month. And this month they have suddenly they have stopped it without any reason. Neither I am interested to continue in your service. And I have given my bloody resignation letter also with all the reasons and because of this indiscrimination and all. Misusing the power, willfully tampering the evidences. The complainer herself is a bloody sitting in the ASP headquarter position. Earlier she was in the ASP regional, OKR. And there are so many several complaint against her. There is a rule 14 charge sheet pending. And there is a one police FIR pending And before that, when she was working as an IPO Madagascar, she got an habituated complainer against taking revenge action against subordinates and filed a case against the subordinates. And the Honorable Court Indupur, they have given, she is a pretty false complainer. And judgment copy also, it is with me and it is also with your department. And how did you allow her to continue in that office? As she is tampering and influencing the evidences. It is none of my business. I don't want to ask you further, Mr. TPS. Kindly accept. I don't want to make any correspondence. And this, you take it grant. That is my resignation letter, which earlier I submitted with all the grievances. Whether you complete it or not, I least bothered. Further, please don't disturb me because of my health condition. Otherwise, I will go and knock the court and with by name, individual names. Whoever harassed me, and you will all be subjected to be punished in the court of law. Whatever benefits it is due to me, and you please send it. Whatever you want to punish, you punish. I least bothered, and I know how to tackle it and how to defend in the court of law. Okay. As you have deviated all the rules and regulations of CCA and CCS rules, and it is an irregular charge sheet, and you have further proceeded, and when I just keep on defending and I support it, you have never bothered to give me any reply, you have proceeded. How can I expect the justice? Once complainer herself is influencing the witness, and she is holding in that position, ASP headquarters, she is influencing that lady, ASP Parvati, and the present SPU also is a rogue, he is a corrupt official. One honorable member of parliament himself made a complaint, you least bothered about, and you don't have any respect on the law, and you don't have any respect on the rules and regulations. Why should I continue? Why should I continue in your department? Tell me, Mr. DPS. Mr. Paul, hello? 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 Hello?